The Race for Pennsylvania Governor on KYW News Radio.
Republican State Senator Jake Corman has ended his run for governor in hopes of unifying the Republican Party. But he did it late enough in the race that his name is still going to be on the ballot. Now, I have a better idea after tomorrow's primary if this had any effect on the outcome. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward, it will have some effect on state government no matter how things come out.
Jake Corman's Center County Senate seat's been in his family for 45 years. His dad, Doyle Corman, won it in 1977. Jake Corman took it over in 1999 after his father retired. Corman rose to power, becoming Republican floor leader in the Senate in 2015, then Senate President Pro Tem in 2020. But when he decided to run for governor, he also decided he would not seek re-election in the state Senate. But his gubernatorial campaign fizzled out and ended with him telling his supporters to pass over his name and vote for Lou Barletta instead in an effort to keep Doug Mastriano from winning the nomination.
You know, it's difficult. My name will obviously remain on the ballot. I even asked my mother to vote for Lou. It's going to be hard for a mother to go on her ballot and see their son's name and not check it.
Jake Corman's been a fixture in Harrisburg politics.
Muhlenberg pollster and political science professor Chris Borick.
To see it end with him, you know, strategically trying to find ways to keep other candidates from being elected is probably not the way he imagined it all ending. So
Corman is expected to finish his term and has not announced his future plans. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melward, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.